This week, we are happy to welcome in studio. You watch her on Fox 4, certainly for weather, and she fills in on the 10, seen her fill in some other things as well. It is Kylie Capps.
Hi.
Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
It is very nice to meet you in person. Yeah.
It's nice to meet y'all. I'm surprised we haven't run into each other before. I feel like, you know, everyone in media kind of crosses paths. Right. Now, I typically am not in a sports lane, right? Like you mentioned, I'm more weather, the nerdy stuff. Not that sports people aren't nerds,
because
they kind
of are.
Well,
you talk about important stuff.
Well,
you
sports are
lives.
So important. Well, I mean, listen, if I could do sports, that would be the dream.
Okay.
Now, weather was the dream. Now it's like,
let's go tell Ducey I want to do sports.
Fox 4 Sports.
Mike, if you're listening, Kylie wants to do sports.
We'll talk college football often.
Yeah, because you're OU. Sooner.
Big Sooner. It was a big week for us.
It was.
Did you guys watch the World Series? Or, I mean, the College World Series?
Watched part of it, yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was really strange.
A little bit.
We talked
about Donnie, where'd you go to school?
I went to school in commerce.
Okay.
But my mom and my sister both went to UT.
Okay, so you're a Longhorn.
I am.
It's too bad.
I know. Don't walk out, Kylie. Go back. Go back and sit down, please.
She's done with you. Yeah. You know, the crazy thing is, because we, and this probably sounds really weird, but we watch you all the time because, as you see, we have these TVs on, and one of them is always
on
Fox 4. So we see you all the time.
Right.
I've never heard you talk until
the sound
today.
Is down.
Really?
Yeah, because we can't listen to the TVs because
that's
we're on the radio.
That's true.
But we see you guys. Like we told Paige when we met her, like, I've never heard you speak before.
Does,
but I see
does
you
my voice match what you see?
It's like the opposite. It's the opposite of radio because people always go, you're not what I thought you would look like. Like, what is that supposed to mean?
Which we get that too. Kind of out in public, they're like, wow, you're a lot taller than I thought you were. It's, you know, well, it's because the green screen, they angle us all the same. You know, you could be 5 foot nothing or you could be 6 feet and you wouldn't know, you know.
How tall are you?
5'9" and a half.
Okay.
5'9" and a half.
I was,
it's pretty tall.
I was a basketball player.
Okay.
So it tracks.
Very nice.
High school, college?
High school. Intramurals college.
Oh, intramurals.
Yep.
Did you dominate? Did you win championships?
So fun. We did.
Oh, there you go.
It's pretty cool.
Like, gosh, I'm way too into this. Like, this, I needed to hang it up.
The greatest moment of my life is when we won the intramural flag football championship. I thought I'd won the Super Bowl. Like, we partied all night for a t-shirt that I wore every single week.
And then there's the actual, you know, OU athletes that I'm like, well, I'm scared of you guys, you know? No,
yeah.
I'm just going to stay in my lane over here.
A little different.
All right, so this is Kylie Capps and from Fox 4. And I wanted to share the connection because I've sent you a message before and you responded, but I know you don't remember this.
Okay.
So I never, ever turn my TV on in the mornings, ever.
Yes, okay.
And I guess one morning I did.
Okay.
And you were on Fox 4.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when you had the pets coming in and you had this dog.
Oh, yes.
And then I adopted that dog that you had in your hand. So that's Basil.
Oh, Basil. So I remember Basil.
So that's back in 2019.
Okay. Yes. I'm connecting the dots now.
Yeah.
Oh, how old is Basil now?
He's seven. He just turned seven. Yes.
Cause that was, okay. Wow. That was a while ago.
Yeah. It was. So
Oh, I love that.
I don't know why I had the TV on that morning, but I did. And
that was
boom.
SPCA, right?
Yes.
Yes, because we'll do Operation Kindness and SPCA, but during the week is SPCA.
And when I saw you holding them, I called because I knew someone that worked out there and called her and said, hey, I want that dog. And they said, usually TV dogs go really quickly, so I don't know. And I had to work. And I don't know if he'll still be around.
Yeah.
And then she called me about 11:30. I was getting off at noon and said, he's still here.
Oh.
I went, okay, I'm on my way. And I went
and
adopted
him. Is he a little shepherd mix?
He is a Brittany mix. They told us he was a beagle.
I don't know about
Brittany.
A beagle from that picture.
Brittany?
And I just fell for it, Brittany.
Yeah, I mean, he's cute.
And they
dated a girl named Brittany once.
I don't think it was the mix. But it was a, they said he was going to get 25 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And now, currently, he's 80.
80 pounds?
80.
No way.
Yes way.
Wow.
So little Basil now is 80 pounds.
He grew up.
He did.
Our little Basil.
Our little Basil. So that's our connection.
That is awesome.
Yeah. I wanted to make sure.
They really do go fast, though. I mean, I used to work weekends, and now I'm Monday through Friday. But on the weekends, we have Operation Kindness. And Operation Kindness, when before COVID, we used to bring in the kitties and the puppies in studio, And then when COVID happened, obviously we did our stint from home. We came back in and they didn't bring us our puppies and kitties anymore, but we still feature one or two every single weekend, and they really do. They go so fast.
Yeah. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
you got Donnie's dog.
Yeah, we expanded your family.
You really
did. Fantastic.
I love that. Yeah.
So Kylie Capps is in here with us, the Fox 4 meteorologist. So you grew up in the area. You're from the DFW area.
Yes, and you are too.
I am, yes.
Yeah. So I went to Flower Mound High School.
Okay.
Yeah, go Jags.
There you go. All right.
I mentioned that I played girls basketball. When I was in school, we made it to area my senior year. And then it was either the next year or the year after that, they went to state. So they've always had a pretty good girls basketball program. Baseball was incredible when I was in high school. Football has always been, you know. They're just
a challenge.
Nice. It's a little bit of a challenge.
They do the best they can.
It's funny whenever people ask me, well, which high school did you go to? Was it, you know, the sports one or the other one? And I'm like, the other one. Because of Flower Mound Marcus.
Yes. Yeah. Marcus would be the one I guess people think of for that.
And when I was in school, Marcus Smart was at Marcus. Marcus Smart, Phil Forte. I actually played against Phil Forte's younger sister, Courtney, in select club basketball.
Okay.
So really nice family.
So you were really into basketball.
So was that the dream?
Yeah. It was until about seventh or eighth grade. And then
really?
I thought I could play in college. I want to play in college. I've always wanted to be a meteorologist. So there was kind of that battle with, well, I could, you know, do weather, or I could do sports, or I want to do weather and I want to do sports, but you got to pick one. And then, you know, 5'9", it's average-ish height, I would say, for girls basketball. And they would have me play I was an outside shooter, really just camped along the three-point line, but they wanted me to play inside more.
Always, because you're tall.
Right.
That's what happened to me. Ruined my career.
You know, I think so too. I was never able to compete as well on the inside as I would just camping out on the three-point line.
I was.
Yeah, I mean, I believe you.
I'd be in the NBA today if the game was different.
Yes, that's
when I was
in high school. Right, that's what we. Yes,
prove that I wouldn't.
Right, yeah.
Because the way I look, I don't care.
I mean, I've seen you shoot, so that's probably
the one way. What you said, you always wanted to be a meteorologist. So
yes.
When you decided in high school that you wanted to go to Oklahoma, to OU, is it because you wanted to get into their meteorology program?
Well, it's funny you ask that question. The very first song that I learned as a little girl was the OU fight song. I mean, truly, I mean, huge.
So your parents
family,
are OU people?
Huge OU fans, extended family. I mean,
it's like my parents. Except I disappointed them.
They're big OU fans?
My dad played football at OU.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
But yes, so OU was always the dream. And then I learned, I kind of like weather. I really liked weather. And then it was like, well, OU has the number one program in the nation. Plus, I love their football team. Here we go. We got to go to OU, you know? And so it was like, well, I could play girls basketball. At that point, whenever I kind of plateaued, I think, in my development, through high school, it was like, well, it's got to be meteorology.
Hmm.
There's not really a future.
So how do you decide that you love the weather? Because when people say that you love the weather, like, I love sun.
That makes my job easy. The sunshine does.
Was it about the weather that excited you to where you wanted to pursue a career?
I think the safety aspect was big for me at first. I'm the oldest of four kids, and I am very much, I mean, if you ask my siblings, they're like, it's mom number two. You know, like I was very much, I wanted to protect them. I wanted to take care of them. I wanted to keep them safe. And that was basically the weather sparked a little bit of a fear at this. I mean, when you grow up around here, you're in the closet once a month from March through June.
Yeah.
I mean, there are always tornado warnings. They can be really scary if you don't know what's going on. And so then it was, I want to keep my siblings safe. And then I want to learn more about why this is happening so that I can understand it and not be as fearful. But that was, I mean, I wrote an essay in fifth grade about wanting to be a meteorologist.
Wow.
To win Chick-fil-A for a year. I mean, there was a...
Of course.
That's the main objective.
That was the objective. Yes. No, but I think it started with the safety aspect. I was always pretty decent in school. You know, it's a ton of math and science, especially, you know, in college. And I mean, I have a math minor. That's how much math we have to take. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, I mean, to give you an example, my freshman year at OU, there's a class called Orientation to Professional Meteorology. And the kids that sign up are like, I can't wait to chase tornadoes all day, you know, truly. And they don't realize how much math and science is actually in it. So started with 150, graduated with about 35. That's the dropout rate is so high because of all the physics and the math.
Skylie Capps from Fox 4. No, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds easy because you guys make it look easy on television when you have everything figured out. But
yeah, for real.
It's just a trip to say, okay, I love everything about the weather. I want to study it. Mm-hmm. I want to get involved with that. And then that turns into, all right, because I learned all this, it's TV now.
Right.
And so when you go out and try and explore those jobs, how difficult is it to get into that business once you get out of OU?
I'd say it's very difficult. I was telling Travis, your producer, when we were walking up, I actually did a stint in radio. I was a Radio Disney kid for a long time.
Really?
Yes. Okay. I love radio.
What?
Yeah. But like that, I mean, I kind of, that kind of drew me into broadcast. Mm. So, loved the radio side of things, went to OU. They have such a great broadcast program. I love the performance side of it. I really do. And then OU is such a great program. Being able to graduate, my career started in Waco. I was there for about 15 months and then got the call to come to Dallas. And that was huge. I'm so, so blessed, so grateful to be here still. We're 8 years this year.
Yeah, it's incredible because you are in a region of the country, and especially at OU with the weather that's up there, and everybody knows with Moore and Oklahoma City and all that with the tornadoes they've had. But in this region, it's funny because I lived in Alabama for a few years doing radio.
Also, big old tornadoes.
Yeah, a lot of tornadoes, but they don't get a lot of the thunderstorms that we get. And and when I moved there, people, if it was thunder and lightning, they would freak out, and schools would shut down. I was like, what are you guys doing? Like, I didn't understand because here, thunderstorms are, to me, much different than tornadic activity, because if we were afraid of every thunderstorm, we'd never leave the house.
No. I mean,
we had multiples this last couple of weeks. So it's kind of interesting to grow up in this region of the country and have to deal with some of the things that you guys help all of us with, because I'm sure I'm not alone in this, but you and the people like yourself, when weather like that happens, the first thing you do may not be turn on the TV anymore. I 100% jump on social media immediately and see what you guys are saying.
Okay. I mean, that's good to know. So you turn to social media first.
I do, yes. I jump on, like, if it's the middle of the night and I wake up and my phone's right there, I will get on Twitter and see what you guys are saying about it.
So you're seeing those alerts that are published to our pages, the severe thunderstorm warnings, whatever, flash flood warnings, whatever it might be, in the middle of the night first. And then do you turn on the TV?
If it's bad, I will.
Yeah.
If it's just,
or,
like,
I mean, on your laptop, because we're online as well.
Or if it's one of those things where it becomes, you know, you guys have the little storm tracker. I'm like, I won't be here for an hour, you know, something like that. But I always, I think a lot of us around here freak out about that. Mm-hmm. And mainly nowadays, tornadoes is one thing. The hail threat to me is the scariest thing.
Worst thing ever. Freaks me out to this very day.
I know. And that's, I mean, a lot of people, well, we have some people who get a little frustrated with us whenever we talk about the threat for hail, and maybe it doesn't hail in their neighborhood, but you know, two counties down, they got baseballs, you know. So what's difficult about the actual forecast itself, you broad brush because you want for people to know that the threat exists. And you know, I'm sorry if you put your car in the garage and nothing happened to it.
I'm thrilled. I'm like, thank God it didn't hail at my house.
No, I say that. I mean, in all fairness, it is frustrating that we still don't have the technology to be able to tell you that morning what that afternoon is going to be at your house. I don't know if we ever will, but we can tell you the area that is favored for the rough weather, or we can tell you a timeline. But where technology gets better every single year, and I'm excited to see where the future goes with this line of work, because of the human impact. and people who are so, I mean, we say this, you know, stay weather aware, stay weather aware. People in North Texas are weather aware. Like they are
very much so. Very, yeah.
Yeah. To where, to a fault, I think, to where if something that we said could have happened doesn't happen, we get a lot of flack.
Okay. Let's talk about that next. Okay. Cause I'm very interested in the reaction that you will get from listeners when you're just trying to keep everyone informed. It's Kylie Capps from Fox 4. She's in studio with us. We'll come back and talk about more weather. That's next here on The Ticket.
10:17. It's a Wednesday morning here with The Invasion. It's Donovan Lewis. It's Matt McLaren. Glad to have you. Appreciate you hanging out with us. We'll have the news with Travis here in about 15 minutes or so. But joining us in studio, a fun conversation. You watch her on Fox 4. Maybe she has saved your car, your house, your life with her weather knowledge and telling you.
A lot of pressure.
Get in the closet, get in the tub. It's Kylie Capps from Fox 4 joining us. And so
hi.
One of the things that I guess I kind of know about you, but you have talked about this on the 10. And again, I have not heard you talk about this, but I've seen you present this, is your love for books.
Oh, yes.
And you read a lot.
Yes.
And I also read a lot.
Okay.
They make fun of me because I read so much. But I'm curious, how many books a year do you read, do you think?
I am averaging right now about 100. So
that's incredible.
It's a lot.
That's what I thought. I knew it was a lot.
I know. And I always get asked too, are you listening? Are you reading? I am reading. Yeah. I love to read. Now I will preface this by saying I'm a very fast reader. I always have been. Like literally I can remember in first or second grade, I hated popcorn reading because I would be, you know, on the next chapter.
Right.
And everyone's so slow. No, I'm just kidding. But
you know, there's a lot of truth to that.
No, I truly love to read. I got out of it in high school and college because you're forced to read for school.
Yeah.
And then post college, just getting into my career, not really, you know, I would relax with Netflix or whatever. And then it's like, you know, I miss reading. Mm. Got back into it, realized, wow, I have read so much this year. And so Fox started a segment that runs once a month where I highlight my top books, and it's so fun. And it has really, I feel like whenever you watch TV and you see the different personalities, you don't really know much about those people besides what you're seeing. You know, oh, Kylie, she does the weather. And it's like, there are so many more layers to who we are as people. And it's really fun to get to showcase some of those hobbies.
100 books a year.
I know, I'm crazy.
That is,
I mean, that's 2 books
through
a week.
Yeah, I know.
Because the most I did a couple of years ago, I did 54.
That's a lot.
And I was like, man, but it felt like I was making myself, because I read every night before bed. And sometimes,
yes,
like, I'm sure you do this. There are times I read a book 2 weeks ago and one day on the weekend because I couldn't put it down.
Right, right. That happens.
And that
often
happens where I was like, well, I got nothing to do today. And I read for like 7 hours and just knocked it out because I loved it.
Right.
But now I do, it's usually like around 36 books a year is
okay
where I am.
Yeah. I mean, it's 3 books a month. That's,
right. I enjoy it, and I it's something I do every night when I'm in bed. Like I get in bed early so that I can give myself time to read.
That's what I do as well.
But yes, I read a lot of nonfiction and things like that.
Ooh,
but
the boring stuff.
What's your style of choice?
I'm a fiction girl. I mean, yeah. I love historical fiction. I did. I just finished it.
Yeah, that was a trip, wasn't it?
It was a trip. And
I did not see the end of that coming.
I agree. Man. And I don't know. I don't want to get too much into that because
there are some
strong opinions with yesteryear. But I thought it was so uniquely written, and I really appreciated that.
I thought the same thing.
I'm in a little book club that meets once a month, and that was our pick for this month.
Are you the president?
I am not the president. No, I'm
the
just
founder,
there.
The
no,
leader.
I'm not. I was actually, it's because of one of my very best friends. She invited me to this book club, and that is what got me back into reading.
That's
and I was
cool.
like, man, I really miss this.
We should do a book club.
You really should. A Ticket book club. I can be the president of that.
Okay. Yeah, because I try to get these guys into reading.
You're going to read too fast. No, he has, and we
just
we make,
one book a month.
We make fun of him for reading so much. And then I decided, you know what? We've dedicated ourselves, Travis and myself, to say we will read a book every 3 months. And then once we tackle that, maybe we can advance and do more, but we have to start somewhere.
Yeah, right.
So I've read 2 books here.
This year?
Yes.
That's awesome.
But we only started in what? I was supposed to be done in May.
Yeah, because you knocked out the last book you read pretty quick.
I did.
You liked it a lot, which is
I did
what I tried to tell you. You get into it,
but
and
I'm
just, you're so submerged in that world that you just, Like I have series, and I've talked about this. I don't know if you know Michael Connelly that writes the Harry Bosch Chronicles, and I love that character. And there's like 36 or so books, and so I feel like I followed this guy throughout his whole career, and now he's retired. And I like when he dies, I will cry. I will cry reading the book.
Yeah, that's sweet. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Is that nonfiction?
Yeah, it's fiction. It's fiction. Okay. It's like robbery, homicide, LAPD detective stuff.
Fun. So,
stuff like that I like.
Well, it's Kylie Capps from Fox 4 here in studio with us. And I would like to know, what's like a typical day for you? A work day? How does that play out?
So, okay. I was working weekends for a long time. And just this year came off of weekends. So now I'm Monday through Friday. What I like to, when people ask me that question, now I'm a midday shift, so I don't really want to talk about that shift because it's kind of boring. It's exactly how you sound. It's a midday shift. How it sounds. It's a midday shift, which is, you know, midday show, which I would argue is the best shift in radio or television. But what I want to talk about is
you should talk to
the
our
early
bosses.
Morning. I think it's the best shift because you have a life. You know, after work and before
very
work
much
if
so.
You want
very
it.
Much
you
so.
Know?
It's not so early
it's
that
not
you have
so
to get
early.
Up to, yeah, to
now we
move
do,
around.
I work in the morning and at night every so often. And before I moved Monday through Friday, my shift started very early. And that's what I typically tell people. If you want a day in the life, we got to start at 1 a.m.
1 a.m.
When do you go to
1
bed?
1 a.m. So when I work that shift, I am in bed by 5.
Whoa.
I'm kind of, and a lot of people will split their sleep and they'll, as soon as they get home from work, they'll sleep for 4 hours. They'll wake up, they'll have dinner, they'll be with their families. They'll go to bed for 4 hours. That does not work for me. I don't fall asleep fast enough.
Yeah.
So I would start, this is going to sound really bad, but I'll medicate at like 4 p.m.
All right.
The Benadryl, the Nyquil.
All right.
No,
we got you.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes.
Benadryl works wonders on that shift. Magnesium, all the things. And then I'll sleep until, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock, your alarm goes off. I do makeup, hair, breakfast before I get to work. You get to work around 2. From 2 to 3, that's putting together a forecast. That's another misconception. A lot of people ask, whoa, you do your own forecasting. Yes, that's the science. That's the math. That's the computer models. That's interpreting model data. That takes a minute. So what you see on TV is what we have researched and put together. It's not a computer spitting out output. So I'll put together my forecast. I'll put together all of the graphics that you see on TV.
Okay.
Yes. So that's a computer program. And then our show Monday through Friday, Good Day, starts at 4 a.m. So all of that is finished before the show starts at 4. We are on air from 4 to 10. So for weather, that's around 3 hits every 30 minutes. So a short hit, a long hit, a short hit, a short hit, a long hit, a short hit. You do that for 6 hours. It's a lot. Ali Turiano is our main morning met, and she's a machine. She's very good at it, and it's a tough show. When I get off of work, I want a burger. You know, at 10 a.m. I'm ready for dinner. So have dinner. I will, you know, run a couple of errands. The good news about the morning shift is you can, you know, go to a dentist appointment and no one's there on a Tuesday at 11 a.m. Then go home, start winding down for bed, do it all over again.
That's incredible.
It is.
Making yourself go to sleep at 5 o'clock in the evening is amazing.
Yeah, it doesn't often work.
I would struggle with that.
There are days where I have gone to work without sleeping at all. I feel, doctors are absolutely incredible, but I'm like, I just pulled a 24 just like you guys.
Right.
You know, it's not nearly the same. I'm not performing surgeries in the middle of the night, but it is it's exhausting. It's a lot of coffee there.
So how much do you guys, because you're with the team of meteorologists, obviously,
yes.
Is that something where you guys are always comparing things and be like, what are you seeing and learning from each other and that type of stuff?
Yes. Great question. You know, 2 to 3 times a day, we are making a new forecast based on when model data comes in at different points of the day. So the very early morning, especially when it's a severe weather day, there's the potential for storms in the afternoon. We are looking at data every run that comes in. And that's, you know, once an hour, twice an hour, whatever it might be, that we are reworking, we're timing things out, and we are comparing. The morning shift compares with the night shift and vice versa. And it's that way we have consistency across the board. And there have been times where, you know, you get on a call and our chief meteorologist, Dan Henry, he's incredible. I mean, he's been doing this for so long and I learned so much from him. Anytime I've been working more with him side by side because now my schedule leans a little bit later. So I'm getting to do more of the evening stuff with him, which is really cool. But we sit there and you collaborate. Like, hey, I saw this, and so I'm going to bump up our highs a couple of degrees, or I'm actually going to take rain chances out tomorrow. I think the air is too dry, you know, whatever it might be. And I love that collaboration aspect of it too. It's a team sport. I mean, it really is, and it's really neat.
So what are people more upset at with
oh, no.
you? Is it getting a forecast wrong? Is it interrupting a program that they're watching? What do you get more complaints about?
All of the above.
Okay, everything.
I mean,
all right.
Yes, right now the World Cup is on Fox, and we do not cut in for that. And it's a little, you know, the World Cup is very important. I get that, you know, so that takes precedent on television. That's where the money is. Fox pays our, you know, salary.
Sure.
If we are cutting in, gosh, people love Judge Judy. I mean, that is
that's
with the 3 o'clock slot in the afternoon. If you're cutting in, they're upset, you know. No, a lot of people are very kind and will, in their emails or their messages, will say, I understand why you had to do it, but can you, you know, elaborate a little bit more? Or when are you going to re-air Farmer Wants a Wife? I'm dead serious.
I know you are. I want a wife, man. When are you going to re-air this?
No, and we usually, you know, we try to, Farmer Wants a Wife will air tomorrow at 7, you know, and that's, we're going to re-air that then. No, but a lot of people, like I said, North Texans are very weather aware. They want, I would say they would rather us cut in than not. They would rather us interrupt programming to make sure that everyone is aware of what's going on, staying safe, whatever it might be. Now, if we talked about hail earlier,
yeah.
If we are forecasting large hail for parts of North Texas and it does not hit in someone's neighborhood, we will get an email. And that's tough because you're, as a meteorologist, like I said, we can only do so much with what we have. And yes, if the forecast, if the way that the atmosphere is set up for the day and there is the potential for a tornado or a large hail, we are going to tell you that. That's part of forecasting. If you moved your car inside and you did not get hail at your house, I don't know what's,
yeah, it's
you
not
know,
that this, big a deal. You just moved your car
you
inside.
You should be excited.
Right.
Down
I
that
think
you
so
didn't
too.
Get
and you know that. There was one day, I remember this spring, we did wall-to-wall tornado coverage for about 5 hours, Dan Henry and I, and there were 5 tornadoes that day, but they did not hit the Metroplex. Mm. And we got a lot of complaints that day that, you know, we let out school early, we did all of these things, and I hear you, but tornado forecasting, tornadic parameters, it's tricky. And there were tornadoes that day. They just weren't in our highly populated areas.
Right.
And that is tough. And I think about that day still, you know, and I actually, there were some friends who had texted me or called that I ran into that week that were like, explain to us how that happened. And I had that conversation a lot over a couple of week time span.
Well, Kylie, we really, truly appreciate you coming in.
Yes.
Thank
it's very
guys.
Nice to meet you
yes.
and talk to you and
hopefully
enjoy
we can
it.
Do it again. Yeah,
I
it
would
was
love
really
to.
Fun.
That was really fun.
Yeah.
You guys do incredible work and it's an honor to be here.
Thank you very much. This is Kylie Capps, Fox 4 meteorologist in studio with us.